You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
How are you feeling about the matchup with some of their bigs?
I feel pretty good. You know, we got nice amount of depth with me, Jordan, Steve, Aiden, Malik. I think we'll be fine down low for sure.
Do you think you guys are going to have to change up any part of your game plan offensively?
No, not at all. I think when you play UK, it's important that you take care of the ball, be smart with your decisions, but also be aggressive. I think we can get in the paint, pump fake, use our athleticism as well to their advantage, and just have fun and play hard.
Kentucky has struggled recently, as you're probably well aware. Does that enter into your thoughts about your chances of the game?
Not really. We know they're coming off a two-game losing streak. They're going to come out with a lot of fight, as we are as well. I think it's important for us to go set the tone in the first 4 minutes and let them know who we are from the jump.
Has having some time off this week, or not off, but without games, has that helped you? Have you all spent more time in the jump?
For sure. We have a great week of practice. Started on Monday. We got out there a lot this week, and we're going to continue that today in practice and get better.
You were on the team that went down there 2 years ago and talked about being the aggressor going in. What happened? Do you ever think back to that game? What happened?
I think we didn't play as aggressive as we should have. I think we kind of played timid in spots. But Coach Mack and his staff has made it clear that we're going to go down there and be the enforcer. Let UK know, you know, to go out there and play hard and have fun.
How important do you think it is? I mean, you've got a roster with guys that have experience, you know, playing in big games like this, including after. How big is that for you guys?
I think it's huge. You know, me, myself, Steve, Fresh, Ryan, all guys who play a lot of college basketball in tough environments. It's just the same game, just 40 minutes of basketball, play our game, we'll be fine.
Did you feel like you guys played well last year here against them?
Honestly, no. I feel like they had maybe some better players with P.J. Washington, Tyler Harrell. I also think we didn't do a good enough job on the backboard. I think we got some rebounds, led some threes for them, and why we ended up losing.
Dwayne, you could maybe answer this. I'm not sure, since you grew up kind of a fan and now as a player, does this game mean more, do you think, to the fans than it does to the players?
I hope not, for sure. I hope not. I think everybody on this team, including the players and the coaches, knows it's a very important game. I think it's just important for us to go out there and play our game. Don't get caught up in the outside noise and the crowd and just play a little bit of basketball for 40 minutes.
For you, Dwayne, how much do you have this game circled? Because if I remember correctly, didn't you guarantee a win?
I'll probably guarantee a win against every team. That's just how I feel, honestly. No different. I think it's just important for me, myself, and my teammates to go out there and play a little bit of basketball for 40 minutes. And from the jump, the first 4 minutes is going to be very important to our remainder of the game.
As a youngster growing up in this town, what was this rivalry like for you as a fan?
It was huge. You know, my parents, huge U of L fans. I met UK fans in my family. And I always wanted the U of L to win. Now as a player, it's even that 100 times more.
Did you always make it a point to watch the game?
For sure. I watched it every time, every year, from when I was growing up.
Any particular moments you remember? Any games that stand out?
Yeah, I remember Edgar Sosa. The game winning three from almost half court stuck with me.
Driving over here today, a radio announcer was talking about how Jordan will get 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes. I guess implying that the referees can you be as aggressive on the road as you'd like to be?
I think you should be. I think when you play on the road, you just got to play your same game, be smart. I think Coach Mack and his staff does a good job of making sure we play without fouling from preseason. I think we do a good job of that for the most part. I think it's going to continue to be the same tomorrow.
Last time you played away from here, Texas Tech, it didn't work out too well. Do you feel like you're in a lot, not you personally, the team, in a lot better shape to go against a team like Texas Tech?
For sure. You know, going up in Madison Square Garden, we felt we were the better team, but the better team doesn't always win. I think Texas Tech did a better job of executing. That's, I think, ultimately why we ended up losing. But I think this time around, we're a lot more sharper, a lot more in tune with ourselves and ready to get a win.
Dwayne,
When you were growing up, did you get any kind of text message, phone call, email from Kentucky in terms of recruiting?
I did not. No, sir, not one.
If you are the better team tomorrow, why?
I think because we're more aggressive, more disciplined, and just have more poise. I think Kentucky's a little bit young. I think we can use our experience to our advantage and just go out there and play tough and play hard and have some fun.
The fact that they haven't shot well from three-point range, does that change your defense a little bit?
I don't think so. I think UK is capable of shooting threes at a high rate. I just think this year they started off struggling. I think every team in this level can get hot quick, as you may well know. I think it's important for us to play our defense.
What did the game there 2 years ago do to you guys?
It was tough to go up there and lose by 29. It was definitely tough.
Did it linger, or were you able to?
I think every game you got to put it behind you, whether you win or lose, and just move on and try to get better if you win or lose.
Anyone else?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That was Dwayne Sutton, his presser presented to you by our friends at Class Act Federal Credit Union. It's like straight A's for your money. Text ESPN to 502-212-3167 for a chance to win weekly Visa gift cards. We're going to squeeze a quick break in here because it's kind of a tight schedule. We have Chris Mack coming to you next, then Coach Calipari after that, and then Chip Patterson will join the program coming up around 2. So any little window we have, we're going to get a commercial break or two in. You're listening to The V-Show here. Well, it's also Fast Break Friday here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center. Whether it's tuning, moving, storage, appraisals, or complete restoration, we take care of all your piano needs. Try Gist Piano Center, trusted in Kentucky.
Need a real dispatching solution to manage your team and fleet? RCS Communications CPN Track is your business dispatch solution. One-to-many conversations at the push of a button. Our digital rugged Motorola Solutions two-way radios can handle your dirt and grime at your job site while providing you clearer audio. Call RCS Communications today for a free demo. 1-800-767-7384. Push, talk, dispatch, done. Also visit www.rcs.info.
Start your holiday shopping now with a holiday loan up to $3,000 from Class Act Federal Credit Union. November 1st through January 31st, get a 2% rate discount, 60 days no payments, and new this year, one lucky member will be chosen at random to have their loan paid off by Class Act. Up to $3,000. Visit classact.org and click on promotions to learn more. That's classact.org. Class Act Federal Credit Union, supporting the educational community.
Schellers Fitness and Cycling wants you to look and feel your best in 2020. Let's focus on fitness. A new treadmill, elliptical machine, exercise bike, all of those pieces from Schellers Fitness and Cycling can put you on the right path in 2020. Schellers has the largest selection of fitness equipment around. That's why they're number one in fitness and cycling. Perfect for building up your home gym. 4 area locations. They're online at Schellers.com and you're buying local when you're buying from Schellers. Schellers Fitness and Cycling, your fitness pros.
Here's Louisville basketball legend Luke Hancock.
You know what I was doing this time last year? Shopping for the diamond engagement ring, like you might be right now. Christmas is the perfect time to get engaged, so I went to Louisville's largest fine jeweler, Davis Jewelers. Hank Davis personally buys directly from the world's finest diamond cutters, and the selection of designer engagement ring settings is incredible. They'll teach you everything you need to know about diamonds and guarantee the best price in Kentuckiana. Hank and his daughter Ashley created a stunning, one-of-a-kind diamond engagement ring that Kaylin absolutely loves. And of course, we got our wedding rings there as well. Guys, if you're shopping for your diamond engagement ring this holiday, go see my jeweler, Davis Jewelers, Louisville's largest fine jeweler. Love, it's what they do. If I did it, so can you.
Davis Jewelers, Louisville's largest fine jeweler, Forest Green Boulevard, just off North Hurstbourne Parkway.
At WitchWitch, they believe that a great sandwich has the power to make any day better. WitchWitch has launched their new favorites menu, including clubs with top quality grilled and breaded chicken, plus new shakes, including birthday cake, the famous Courtney's cookie, and yellow M&M shakes. Two area locations, 221 South Hurstburn Parkway and Old Brownsboro Crossing. Mention ESPN, you'll get a large build-your-own Witch for just $6.80. Order online or download the new app. WitchWitch, superior sandwiches.
Hey, it's Lachlan McLean on behalf of Sternberg Chevrolet. Find new roads at 6600 Dixie Highway and go to SternbergChevrolet.com. And this month, it's employee pricing for everyone. That's right. In December, the price you pay is what employees pay. Sternberg Chevrolet has unmatched service, and their diverse inventory sets them apart from other dealers. You'll feel at home the minute you walk into the showroom. Head to SternbergChevrolet.com or go see them in person at 6600 Dixie Highway.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center, Louisville's home of the world-famous Baldwin piano and the top-rated Roland digital piano, all at our unbeatable warehouse pricing. Try Gist Piano Center, family-owned and operated since 1971.
That's the crunch of Papa John's brand-new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never-frozen original dough topped with parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Don't go there, man. Don't play, homie, don't play that to go old school on you. I went and got beverages. I got one for Mike, got one for myself, screened through the soundproof glass, which is not soundproof at the Big Headed Producer. Mike can vouch for me. We'll go to court. I'll call him as my first witness. Did I yell, Big Headed Producer, you want a drink? You want a drink? You want a drink? You want a drink? Ignored. So the ship sailed. What can I tell you? That's how life works.
I was too busy throwing it to break.
Well, what can I tell you? People, no, that was before that. That was before I left.
You weren't. I saw no hand gestures, nothing. I think it was a half-assed effort.
You're going to put Mike in an awkward spot because he's going to have to testify on my behalf. You're going to be my witness.
And I like Nick, but...
I know, but in this case, he's wrong.
He is. I testify on...
That's it.
Oh, what the?
The prosecution rests.
does that mic sound any better? We're producing a little...
Oh, Mike sounds fabulous. He always sounds... He doesn't even need a mic. He could just stand out in front of the studio and just call it out and people would be like...
I could wear one of those duck wings or something.
All right, this is a Fast Break Friday presented by Universal Windows Direct. Chris Mack is at the podium as we speak. Is that right? We think. We're not sure. We're waiting. He's not. False alarm. It was actually Mack the Knife. Wasn't Chris
Bobby
Mack?
Bobby Darin. Yeah. Mack the Knife.
All right.
No, I said that he wasn't there. Wow, you didn't hear me? Huh.
Would you like this soda just to make you stop whining?
No.
Well, cheese with that
one? You know what? It's going to taste like a cop-out.
Well, I can tell you what's not a cop out is the great
like a cop out.
The great windows from Universal Windows Direct. They have a deal right now where you buy one, get one, buy two, get two, buy four, get four. Nick, if you bought eight, how many do you think you'd get?
12.
No, eight. Good try, though. Buy one, get one free. No limit. And that is only part of the deal. It's free installation. You can get 0% financing for 36 months. And there are some restrictions that apply, but these windows have a warranty that are as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner. That's a company that believes in their window and their product. And cold weather's coming again next week. Take a look at the forecast. We're enjoying this little spring-like weather we've got outside now, but it ain't going to last. It's going to get cold again. You don't want to be paying those heating bills to go out the window. Get the windows that have super spacer technology. Keeps the heat in, keeps your budget down, and makes your house look beautiful. It gives it that new glow with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Remember the name. There's a million people badgering you for windows. Get the best. Get Universal Windows Direct. Call them 487-5200 or universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. We're still awaiting Chris Max. If you're a UK fan, or even if you're not, you just want to hear from Cal. Coach Cal's presser will be played a little bit later in our day of programming as we get
Chip
ready.
Chip Patterson of CBS will join it.
Chip Patterson will help us come break down the game. Mike and I have been breaking it down. And the simple fact of the matter is, I think, Mike, if I summed up, we're in agreement that on paper, these teams are very competitive, very close. Right now, Louisville might be a little ahead because of the experience they've got, but it's not a neutral court game. It's Rupp, and it's also about 10 different factors that you and I, and nobody has any idea how the kids are going to react. And that's the X factor in the whole thing.
And to your point, why I think it's could be a very easily a toss-up game. U of L, slightly better schedule, okay? But Kentucky just comes off a game against a team equal to Louisville. And they know they can play a team like Louisville because they played Ohio State, both terrific teams at this point in time. So how does that balance out?
We'll see. Let's go to the podium. Chris Mack's there now.
Well, it goes without saying they're the most athletic team we've played. You know, they can make plays both on and off the ball that are extremely impressive. You know, they strike in transition. They try to turn you over. They obviously have a history of blocking shots and going defense to offense extremely quick. And how they punk teams on the glass is impressive. This is my impressions. We don't change, you know, based on who we play. I mean, we're going to try to keep the ball in front of us and contest shots. Whether you're, you know, a 50% three-point shooter or a 25% shooter, the game, the way we play defensively is to keep the ball in front of us, and that's a big challenge with Kentucky.
Given their penchant for getting in passing lanes and turning the ball over, how much of a burden is it going to be on your guards to make sure that they can get the ball into that?
It's a burden on any team that plays them. You know, I think that's a big part of how you're successful or not against Kentucky. You know, Higgins is maybe the most disruptive defensive point guard in the country. You know, he did it against us last year. We're not the only team. You know, he's had multiple games where he's had a ton of steals. So being able to be protective of the basketball yet aggressive, really, really important.
Chris, Dwayne mentioned it's important to be the aggressors. He mentioned it actually quite a bit. How much has that been your message to the team?
Good. I'm glad he mentioned it. It's good. You know, we said the same thing last year. We weren't very aggressive.
You think your experience gives you any kind of upper hand here?
I don't think anybody has an upper hand. I think you have to earn what you get on the floor. Experience should help. But, you know, we've got to go out and earn it. And it's not going to be an easy environment. They're obviously down after losing a couple games. They've got competitive kids. It's going to be a challenge and one that I hope we're up for.
Chris, you've been part of
– go ahead. What has the vibe of losing it around practice? They've had some time off and was able to, I guess, get the legs back a little bit.
Our vibe's the same every practice. You know, we have high energy. You guys are always invited to practice. Kenny knows that, but the vibe doesn't change. I mean, if we're up because we're playing a certain team, then we're not going to be a very consistent team. So for us, the vibe every day is high energy. It's expected that you compete in our practices. But, you know, to go outside and say there's anything more, I would be lying.
Chris, you were part of what seemed to be a pretty contentious rivalry between X and UC. Do you prefer rivalries that way?
I just think it's rivalries are just that. You know, there's familiarity. There's a desire to win the game. You know, fan bases hate each other, except for Kentucky's. They seem to really like me. Everyone I meet, you know, always says that they root for me every game but one. And so I'm trying to figure out which one that is. But I know that they're lying when they say that to me. You know, I figured it out because I never root for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I never root for the St. Louis Cardinals. So I figured it out. They're actually lying to me. No.
Has your relationship with Calipari changed since you took the job here? I mean, I think when you got hired, you guys had a pretty good relationship. Has it changed or does it?
No, he's always been very good to me. I mean, I don't see him very often. You know, my car doesn't make its way down to Lexington often. But, you know, I've worked fantasy camps with them. I've obviously been in the same, stands. I got a lot of respect for the job he's done, in the course of his coaching career. But, to say we have a deep, long relationship, it's not really there. It's no fault of either of ours, but he's always been gracious to me. With Kentucky, we never backed out, but we've had a tough time winning that battle.
Have you ever won a battle?
I don't know. It's hard to know. They do a great job in recruiting.
It's a unique experience. Does anything else have to be said to the players, or because of that experience, do you think they're prepare for big games like this?
I think that's why you come to Louisville, to play on the biggest stage, to play in meaningful games, to play in rivalry games, to play in games that have national implications. So, I don't think there has to be any extra fuel for motivation, if that's what you mean. We have to be the same team between their lines as we are in ours every single day in practice. And, when you start to change who you are because of the environment, then your teammates lose trust in you. You start to crumble. And it's an easy place to crumble. They got a great fan base. But having said that, I like the resiliency of our team. I think we have experience. And we're going to have to be the better team for 40 minutes if we expect to win the game.
When Dwayne mentioned being the aggressor to you as a coach, what do they have to show you to show you that your team will be the aggressor?
Well, I think being strong with the ball on the offensive end, strong with our decision making, relentless on the glass on both ends of the floor, and not, at 3 or 4 minutes at a time, but for 40 minutes, and to not blink when the other team goes on a run and the roof comes off, because that happens in other teams' buildings, being able to be mentally tough enough to deal with a run and respond. And that's what we're going to have to do if we expect to win.
Other than the state tournament, when was the last time you were in Raleigh?
Probably another state tournament. The Ohio State Xavier tournament game with Greg Oden, where we got screwed. I can say that as years ago. Officials are no longer officiating. Sean Miller would never say it, so I'll stick up for him. Greg Oden's fifth foul was a flagrant. You can look it up on YouTube, although it's really grainy at this point.
Anything else for anyone? Good? Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm stuck. Well, I was stuck. I was talking to Mike Pratt, who's my co-host here, and then I got my headset wrapped around my heart pills. So
that's a bad place to have them.
Yeah, it's my heart meds. I have to take them, and I haven't taken them yet. A little bit of a bad boy. You want to tell people who he's brought to you by? We didn't do our business, did you?
I did it earlier, but you can always do it again, because we love our friends at Class Act. Federal Credit Union, it's like straight A's for your
straight
money.
Straight A's for your money.
Text ESPN to 502-212-3167.
3167.
For a chance to win weekly Visa gift cards.
Visa gift cards.
From the 502.
Echo Man.
502. Echo 212-3167.
All right, what are we doing for time here? All right, we got a little time because I want to make sure we get to our football selection.
Yeah, we talk a little more basketball.
Sure.
Hey, I told you that I was going to do my top 10
okay.
every week,
yep.
and I encouraged you to follow.
Yes.
And I know you will.
You know I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it, but you will. Okay.
That's exactly – well, he really does know me well. That's how he tells me.
When I started doing this on 12/19, I had U of L 1, Ohio State 2, Kansas 3.
Well, here he goes again.
The next week, I moved Kansas up. Gonzaga and U of L 3.
Okay.
Ohio State 4. This week, 12-23, I put my teams together. Here's my top.
I need 10. A pen so I can write this down. Ouch.
We'll make you a copy.
That's all right. I want to respond to it now. So go ahead.
Ohio State 1.
Okay.
U of L 2.
Okay.
Gonzaga 3.
Okay.
Kansas 4.
Okay.
Duke 5.
Right.
I think that's a little high, but I want to be, you know.
Generous because that's the holiday season.
Oregon 3. Oregon 6.
Okay.
Auburn 7.
Okay.
Memphis 8.
Okay.
Michigan 9. Butler 10.
Showing no love to Baylor.
Baylor's my 11th team.
Who is 10 after Michigan?
Butler.
And who is 8? I wrote it so I could Michigan.
Memphis.
Right?
Memphis, Michigan, Memphis. Butler, my last
team. Okay. All right. Here's my comments that you can respond to. Gonzaga, I'll tell you, this is awful. I wouldn't put them at number one only because they may be the number one, but their schedule right now gets so soft they may never lose.
Well, no, they're not.
You know what? I'd rather keep them at number two and let whoever you put ahead of them, because whoever you put ahead of them is going to lose. They're all going to lose. So Ohio State's going to lose. Louisville's going to lose. Duke's going to lose. Kansas going to lose. Oregon's going to lose. They're all going to lose.
Yes.
So let's let them stay out of number one.
Well, that's the reason I didn't put them one, Bob.
Yes, I'm saying. But they're number one. But the polls have them one. Ohio State 2, Louisville 3, Duke 4, Kansas 5, Oregon 6, Baylor 7, Auburn 8, Memphis 8, and Villanova 9. Villanova 10, excuse me. Here is some things that may surprise you. There are only two teams in the country who have three wins against teams that rank top 25.
Like Ohio State.
Is wrong.
No, really?
Yep. They will surprise you. They will surprise you because we did this on yesterday's show. I was shocked at this.
Oregon.
Oregon's one.
Yep. Michigan. Nope. Memphis.
Nope.
You won't. Nova.
You don't even have them in the top 10.
Oh, wow. San Diego.
No.
Maryland.
Nope.
Nope. I'm lost now.
Baylor.
Baylor, okay. And they barely beat Butler at Baylor a couple weeks ago.
But Butler was ranked.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so the point is, you know, I'm not sure we're giving them enough kudos right now.
Might not be. I've got them 11.
You don't have Auburn in your top 10, do you?
Yeah, yeah. Where'd I have them? 1, 2, 3, 7. 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
Yeah. They played nobody.
No, I know.
Nobody. I mean, I like Bruce, but he's played.
But he hasn't lost.
Our Lady of Perpetual Health. Well, put him at 10.
Well, no, I didn't. I put them at 7.
And Memphis is going to be a problem for me because I dislike what they did so much. I'm letting
me. I mean, they played Tennessee was probably their biggest game. So, but they're good. I'm going to tell you what.
They are good. I can't dispute that.
I can't believe Weissman wouldn't be your number one pick. I just can't believe he's not going to be your number one pick. Now, without him, it's still a hell of a team.
I can't believe he went through everything he went through and then isn't going to play. That makes no sense to me. What the hell did he go through all that for then?
Family, friends, and
fools. I mean, it's unbelievable to go through all of that. It's like it's a fairy tale where you slayed the dragon or you tried to and you fought the tiger and then the princess came down and you said, nah, you know what, not interested.
Two things I think tipped the thing. The two guys that are in Australia are getting a lot of publicity, Hampton and Ball, getting a lot of publicity, playing well, blah, blah, blah. And then when Cole Anthony got hurt, I think that tipped.
Well,
I think that tipped as much as anything that Weissman said, look, we should be having a situation where you can come out of high school, and I'm not going to take a chance of getting hurt like Cole Anthony. I think that was a major deal.
Well, I think you may have been beyond something there. Can I say something that I don't mean to be inflammatory, but I'm shocked at to some degree?
Yeah.
And again, I don't know the business. Somebody who's in the business may call me and say, listen, Jack Wad, you know, even though I shouldn't, I mean, I'm in the business and I don't completely understand it. So I'm giving a lot of disclaimers so you don't want to assassinate me. I just got my schedule for ESPN national games. Every year, as you know, we've had 3-4 Kentucky games. They wait until December. That's their new approach. Because they want to get a feel, and I think they consult with their people who they think is ultimately going to be strong at the end of the picture. I don't have one Kentucky game. Not one Kentucky game.
Wow.
I was
dumbfounded.
Not Auburn, Kentucky, nope. Or Tennessee, not Kentucky, one. LSU, Kentucky?
There's only
Kentucky.
Two national Kentucky games on radio. One is the other networks. We have the rights to them. I don't – obviously, I work for ESPN, but the other two are Westwood One, as you know, mm-hmm. and Compass, which is kind of the –
it's a new one.
The third tier of the games when the other two don't take them. They get
I listen
them.
To a football game.
Yeah. And they,
Eli Gold was calling the game last
and they,
night.
They have, they're only on there twice, Florida and Texas Tech. That's it. So I'm curious. You know who I have a zillion times, which I don't know if I agree with, although when we were in New York, I thought they might have been the best team. I got like I might as well get an apartment in Kansas City. I got Kansas like every other damn
game.
They
are talented, aren't they?
I guess they perceive them that way, so that's going to be interesting. And we've never had – this is the first year, and I've been doing these games on radio for – oh, I can't even count how many years, that we're finally getting Pac-12 games. And so I've got Oregon.
Oh,
so
good.
I think they think that they are
where,
the real
where
deal.
Where do you have that game?
I don't even remember. I just I saw them. And Arizona. Arizona's just 24th. But I
they're
guess they
good.
Think they got a chance to, you know, rally and come back as well. So it's interesting. And I've got – I'm so excited because we never get Big East games. And right now, tentatively, we have one. We have Villanova and Seton Hall. Seton Hall was ranked. They've fallen
injuries.
Out, though, haven't they?
Their
whole team is banged up. Right?
Two leading scorers are out. Yeah.
So we'll see if they can play their way back in. But I'll tell you, if ever there was a year where you got a chance for a mid-major to make another deep run and you know, Elite Eight, Final Four, and some newcomers in the Final Four, this is the year, Mike.
Yep.
This is definitely the year.
Well, Baylor would be one. You like Baylor a lot, they would be one. Butler's got a shot. They've been there before. Okay. Oregon. Oregon's got – how about Dayton? I've got
Dayton,
them in my
listen,
second 10.
Much like kid you about Dayton, absolutely. How about San Diego State still unbeaten at 12-0?
And, you know, Penn State, to me, the deepest league right now is
the Big Ten.
Everybody, there's no question.
Everybody agrees
and,
with that.
And you got a team like Penn – how about DePaul? DePaul's pretty good.
Are they
11-1.
Did they get in the rankings?
I don't know.
Well,
I
they
think
should
they did.
Be.
They're 11-1.
They would be. You know, I love when they list the others receiving votes and they tell you how many votes they got so you could figure out where they would be. 26, 27, 28. They'd be 29th right now. Xavier would be 28th and Indiana would be 30th. So,
how about Indiana? We don't talk enough about them.
I you know,
pretty good.
He's gotten a lot of grief. But I think Archie can coach.
I've always been I've come in here and I've talked to Crean and talked to you. I like the Millers.
I
think
do too.
He can coach. Now, whether he can he and his staff, because you and I both know it's a staff. I mean, the head coach, you know, he's out there, but the staff's got to line them up, and then the coaches, head coach got to knock them down. And whether they can this Dale Davis's kid now, can't think of his – but Dale Davis played at Clemson, played the pros.
He doesn't
he's
talk
pretty good
about
–
they don't acknowledge that much.
But he's his dad.
It is his dad, but
yeah.
He, I guess
and
he
And that
was,
guy was a heck of a player, a big, strong guy, 6'9".
He's got the genes, but I don't think he was active in the kid's life. So.
No, okay, but that's fine. You know, he's a nice player. He's not going to be – he's a pro.
You know, speaking of Indiana, is Crean going to – the real Crean, not our Crean, going to get it done at Georgia? What do you make of what's going on there?
Well, he's got the one player that's really good. He's got a couple nice players.
I would have thought they would be getting votes or something. Not that they've earned it, but I'm saying I would have thought he had enough momentum now that, you know, they would be getting some recognition, and they're not even
SMU
getting votes.
SMU took him down to the wire last week at Georgia. You know, he's getting better players. Whether he can get that Edwards kid is a you know, a main time, big time guy. How many of those guys, because Georgia's full of them, can he get? Only time will tell. The guy's a solid basketball coach.
He's obsessed.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to be
well,
his
assistant. You know what made me think of him? Because I like the Millers, too, but they're both. And Archie's the same way. He's tightly wound. Archie's a little tightly wound. Indiana likes to bring the tightly wound guys in there, I guess. I don't know. Night,
well,
maybe it's in keeping with the night tradition.
The general. I think Arizona's pretty good. They got some good players out there on the West Coast. Washington, it's got that big kid, Isaiah Stewart. He is really good.
I've got
man.
Them, too.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've got them and Arizona. That might be the matchup. I don't know. Whatever. But the Pac-12's coming back a little. But I'll tell you what, that league, in all honesty, did the commissioner finally retire or resign?
No, he's
or,
still there making $2 million a year.
I mean, and basketball and football has been short of an atrocity for the last 4 or 5 years.
And their flagship,
not that you can blame just the commissioner, but he's got to take some responsibility.
Their flagship school. Not Arizona. It's UCLA. It's awful. You know, Cronin, yeah, obviously, gonna be, he went for the money.
I'm thanking God I'm not broadcasting New York games this year because Mick is going to be – he's going to want to kill people.
I went to see the North Carolina-UCLA game just to see, you know, the game. And you know Carolina's struggling to score points. You know, they're really struggling. And they, now they've got Cole Anthony hurt. But UCLA was just
UCLA's
dog
7
awful.
And 5 and have had some embarrassing results.
Now, can this guy recruit? You know, it's awfully people think it's easy to recruit out there. And I've talked to people out there about this. And they said, you know, there's so much going on. And the one thing that keeps coming back on this whole thing, Bob, about UCLA and Southern California, AAU in the state of California is ugly.
Yep.
And there's so many agents involvement in all that from the pro sports that filters down. That's really hard. And what was the guy that took care of the business out there?
Sam Gilbert.
Sam Gilbert's not around, okay? And they haven't found a replacement for him.
It's
for those of you that don't know Sam Gilbert or of him, read a book on John Wooden. Seth Davis did about as good a job.
I didn't read that book.
On John Wooden, and you'll find out who Sam Gilbert is.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was. There's no question he had his fingers in the UCLA pie. There's no doubt about that. But that's the thing. You're right. Everybody forgetting all of that part of it. They always look at how many players are in your area, and that state and that Southern California region is loaded with players. So they always think it's like football for Florida schools. You know, you just say keep some of the boys home. UCF made a living doing that the last few years. So we don't have to necessarily get the ones that Florida and Florida State are getting, but
great point.
We'll get the other ones and we'll be just fine. So, but
South Florida's had some good years by doing that. But here's the thing about UCLA, their fan base is just like U of L or Kentucky's. It's never enough unless you win it all.
Well,
it's never enough. Let's be honest. It's never enough unless you win it.
How about
Ben Howland?
Goes to three straight Final Fours in a row.
And they run him off.
Yeah, well, that's...
The guy's a good coach.
That kind of fan support makes me crazy.
That's absolutely.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't even enjoy the journey. It's just preposterous. It's either two states, euphoria and agony.
Boy, has IU ever been happy since Knight left?
Well, probably not. Good question.
I mean, that's a fair question, isn't it?
I don't know if they're as bad. UCLA seems even
nuttier.
Oh,
they're the worst. They are the worst.
They seem nuttier than even most. I mean, you talk about living in the past. I mean, all fans have an element of – didn't I tell you the story about the Division III game I went to in New York?
You told me about
the guy in the hallway, bashed the coach. 150 people there. He's killing the guy. St. John's has that element. You know, there are still people that think, you know, St. John's should be and the premier team in New York and playing and sold out Madison Square Garden. UCLA has that. IU's got that. But there are some that just are so unrealistic. It makes you roll your eyes and you want to say, you know, do you really? It's not 1973 anymore. There's not UCLA doesn't have to beat Long Beach State and BYU to go to the Final Four. I'm not taking anything away from John Wooden did is extraordinary. He was a great teacher of the game. He really was. His teaching.
I hear you.
Things are all true, but it's a different world now. You had to win two games to get to the Final Four, and they kept everybody in their region.
Yep.
So he was beating Mountain West teams, where meanwhile the third place team in the ACC couldn't even get in the tournament. I mean, they weren't allowed in.
When I was playing, the second couldn't, and we had to face all these independents. We had to play Marquette when Al was rolling.
Yes.
We had to play the Big Ten winner. You had Notre Dame when they were rolling with all their pros. And on the East Coast, you had St. Bonnie's, who was really good. You had Davidson, was really good. Virginia Tech was another independent, was really good. Out there, they had Utah. That was it.
That's it. Basically, I mean, that's really every year you go. They beat Long Beach State and they beat Weber State. Weber State was always in there.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it's unbelievable that it was the same two teams. And so, granted, then they had to beat two really good teams in the Final Four to win the championship. But my goodness, I'm trying to find the brackets. It'll blow your mind. First of all, in 1971, there were only 25 schools in the tournament.
Oh, I know. But here's the thing about UCLA that really hacks you off. As great of a history as they have, Kentucky goes out there to play for the first time in I don't know how long, years. Kentucky plays in Pauley, and I'd been to Pauley before. It's one of those shrine arenas because of what Wooden did and Jabbar and all those guys. So I'd been there before when I was working in the NBA just to see it. I wanted to see the damn place because it's Pauly. Okay, I'd heard so much about it. So we go to play out there. And first of all, the crowd is just like a Dodger crowd or anybody else, late arriving.
Saunter in at the under 16 timeout.
They blame the traffic for not being able to get there in time. So they don't sell out Kentucky and UCLA playing. Now, UCLA comes back to Lexington the next year, I believe it was, and places people are hanging from the rafters because UCLA had not been to Lexington ever. And, I mean, it's sold out. People are everywhere. Well, why wasn't, you know, if this is UCLA and Kentucky playing, why wasn't it?
I'm trying to make sense of that dynamic. I have no idea. Not only that, Mike, the thing, and you got to remember, my brother interviewed for the job there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, when he was at State, they really wanted him to come. And they don't pay their coaches anything. And it cost, I told you that story. I think it was funny. He called me. He was in the search, and he said, you know, how's it going? He said, I think they really want me, and he's interested, but we're looking really hard to find places to live out here. I mean, most of the coaches live way over in the valley. They live like an hour and a half away. I said, really? He said, I'll call you back later. Calls back later. He says, great. I found a house we can afford. I said, that's great. He said, well, that's good news and bad news. We can afford it. The problem is it's in Tijuana. He was like, I mean, because John Wood made $32,500 his last. Yeah. I mean, he was selling socks to try and make a couple extra bucks.
Well, he was making 36.
I mean, but all right, here we go. Here is the 1971 West Region. UCLA got a bye into the regional semifinals.
Absolutely. Yep.
Then they beat BYU and Long Beach State. Done. Final Four. Now, they had to go in. Again, when you get to the Final Four, you got to win. So
But you can't win unless you get there.
But, I mean, it's just people who want to equate what goes on now, it's not even close. All right, here's the 71 with our guy, Artis. Here's 1970. The West Regional, here we go. Who did UCLA beat? They beat Long Beach State and Utah State. I mean, I'm just, again, but compare it, like you said, go look at the other regions. Here is Kentucky had to beat Ohio and Notre Dame. In the Midwest region, Kentucky had to beat Notre Dame and then lost to Jacksonville in the regional finals.
Jacksonville had to beat an undefeated Iowa team.
They beat them 104-103. Jacksonville didn't even get a bye. They had to play three games.
They played Western.
They beat Western, beat them by 13, beat Iowa by one, and beat UK by six.
Yep.
So, but I mean, and then look at the East region, my God. I mean, you had Villanova, Temple, NC State, and you could say Davidson, but Davidson back then, Lefty was there. Rolling. They were great. Yep. St. Bonaventure was so good, they named a cut after the body
Lanier.
Cut. The Bob Lanier. I mean, so again, I'm not taking anything away from it. It's just the people, when they roll their eyes at and say, well, that's a dynasty. Well, you're not going to. You take that exact same, the exact same teams. Put them out there now. There's no way they're doing what they did back then. If you take the exact same teams with today's format,
there's no way.
Where you're sending teams out west, you're taking the third and second place team from the ACC and the Big Ten, and it's no knock on them. It's just that, you know, that's why when I say the number of Final Fours Cal's gotten to and the number of Final Fours that Duke got to, that's a modern-day dynasty. That's their reality.
And somebody was talking to me the other day, and they said, well, Elite Eights, that's nothing. I'm going, Elite Eight? Are you kidding
me? That's as many games as it would have taken to go to the national championship game back in the three wins.
Yep.
So, all right, here's Cal. We haven't heard from him yet. Let's take a listen. And here he is talking about the big matchup against Louisville tomorrow. Here it is.
40%. What are we shooting? 30, 29. So now do you take more threes and all you geniuses, we got to shoot more threes, or do you try to get them more shots? I mean, as we're trying to say, we're a good shooting team, but at this point, let's try to get them more shots. Again, though, I mean, they've got to want the ball and all that stuff. So it's not like we're changing a whole lot of what we're doing. But I have a lot of faith in both of them. I'll tell you who's good in the post is Nate. He may not be as big, but Nate is physical. He'll create space. He's got a good jump hook. He can make free throws. But, again, we're not going to be a team that posted 50 times and a half. It's not going to be who we are. We've played a wide-open game, a dribble drive, a spacing game, a passing game, which still posted the ball. We're just not there. As I look on where we are, not real happy with me. Like, I haven't figured this out. So if I'm a little bit still like, okay, which way is this? they're going to be that way too. But the thing I've said from day one, if we don't fight, if we don't compete, we don't battle, hard to win. Last game, I thought we did really good competing, battling, and then all of a sudden, and getting us to pass the ball, and then the last 5 minutes, we wouldn't pass to each other. Refused to throw it to an open man, throw it at the rim. And that's the finish of a game. And again, it's stuff that we need to work on and make sure. You know, the games that we've lost have been by a couple buckets. I know it's devastation and it's the worst, and we're literally a couple buckets, all the games. I mean, we could be 11-0. And so now you say, why? Well, the finish of those games, you just think about it. All the finishes, they get a great shot, we get bad looks, and we're more, I'm going to get this myself. We got to get out of that. We got to trust each other more. But the fight of this, you know, the shooting, I think we'll get better. I'm not concerned about that. But, you know, this team, Louisville's good now. Excuse me. Jordan is as good as they get. Dwayne's playing good. Ryan is I mean, this is a really good basketball team. Chris has done a great job with his team, a veteran team. They run their stuff. I tell you what they really do is defend. They really guard and give you tough looks. And you've had teams scoring 40 against them. So it'll be a hard game for us. I don't care where it's played. The good news for us, and I keep saying it's December. It's not a make or break. I know people want to say this is it. It isn't. It's December. But it's just the next game for us. And I say this every year. Unless you win, then it's a huge game. But for us, you know, we're just, like I said, we're still trying to figure it out, trying to get guys to figure it out. I had them raise their hand. I said, how many of you think you're playing good? I didn't say great, just good. One guy raised his hand. I said, how many of you are playing, let me use another, just playing bad? So I said, think about if we can get guys to start playing better, what will be? That's why I keep saying the upside of this team is tremendous. But they're not there, which means I must be doing a crap job not getting them to play better. We're trying to work some of it through practice, but I'll be honest with you. Demonstrated performance is the only way to do that. It's the only way. And they got to get on the court and do it. Michigan State was big. It built our confidence. It made us go. And Michigan State in New York in the Garden, they were number one. EJ was hurt. He hardly played. And Nick came off an injury. That was a great win. But it's kind of gotten forgotten. Well, you say, well, they're not that good. We'll see where they are at the end of the year. And then let's see where we are. Maybe we're not that good. We'll find out. But I like this team. And eventually, yeah, you got to win games. But where we are right now is as much on me as it is them.
Hey, you touched on Nate. Speaking of that, how impressive was it to see him play the way he did coming off a hand injury?
Well, thank goodness his hand injury was his non-shooting hand, or probably wouldn't have been able to do what he did. But again, the way where we have a couple guys shooting the ball, we just made a decision, let him be the three-point shooter. And then we put in a couple things that was fine, and now the adjustment was made, and now maybe we have an adjustment to that, what teams will do to this. But he's one of those guys, and he's also tough. He'll also fight, you know, and that's what he adds to this group. Plus, he's a veteran.
Yeah, you get the most shots for Nick. You said one time he was your best baseline shooter.
Who's that?
Nate.
Yeah, there's things that we're trying to do, but again, you know, he's – some of it is search balls out that you can make, search shots out that you can make. But he's a good shooter. He's shooting a high percentage. Now we got to, you know, make sure he's moving and being aggressive. And he's also gotten to the foul line. He's a guy that goes to the line and makes them. So let's ride him a little bit more if we can. Like I said, the way we're playing, there's no real difference in what we do. There's no real, you know, it's okay. Let's get these guys the ball and space out and see what they do. But, again, I'm sitting here acting like we're going to post Nick 40 times. It ain't happening. I mean, but there's going to be times where we had an opportunity to throw it to him and we didn't. And then you show him on tape. Why did you not give him the ball? The other one is we drive in the middle and they collapse. Why did you try to shoot that ball? I was in a tree and my bike hit and an apple hit me in the head. Oh, really? Do you see he's wide open? Like we're just those kind of things. But I'll be honest, at the end of the day, it's compete now. Compete. And that doesn't mean foul and grab. And it means compete. Battle on possessions. They make a basket, don't get cool. You miss it, shoot an air ball. Don't get cool now. Okay, I gotta, no, you dig in. I gotta get this back. I just shot an air ball. It's all a process that we're learning.
Is this a game where you say to a guy like Khalil, like, you have one job, defend this guy like crazy?
We have said that. Not just this game.
Right.
It's hard because it's easier to
shoot.
Okay. And make, just let me dance a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's easier. To do this, what I'm asking, is hard. And it's hard here. I mean, you know, every game is a big game for the other team. It's a Super Bowl game. We're not playing a team that's not – you got to come and bring it and compete for 40 minutes. Are we there yet? I don't believe so. I liked that we played for probably 30, 35 minutes, 32 minutes against Ohio State. That ain't going to be enough in this game. This team is a veteran team, and they play.
What's the biggest thing you've seen out of Louisville that stands out among anything else?
They really guard. They really guard. Now, obviously, Jordan's one of the best players in the country and can get baskets for him. But the biggest thing I'm telling you is they guard. And, you know, Chris, he's done a good job with his team. He really has. He's done a good job with the program.
Texas Tech handled.
Not really handled. It was a three-bucket game at the end, and then they make a three that didn't matter, a slip out. And but it was, you know, New York away from their court, maybe the number one. You don't know. I mean, Texas Tech also lost to three other teams or four teams. This stuff this year is crazy. I come back to this. Coach your team. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not worried about anybody else. I know how good teams are. There's 50 of us. Are we at the bottom of those 50? At times we are. And there are other times we're like, okay, we're all right. Now can we do it for 40 minutes? I don't know. But we're preparing. I like this team. I haven't lost any faith in these guys. I don't look at this the way you guys look at it or our fans look at it. Everything is life and death. If it's life and death, you die a lot. So this is, okay, another game in December, a great opponent, well-coached team, terrific players. All right, where are we right now? Are we good enough to win the game? I don't know. And what if we're not, but we really play and we, okay, then we move on. It's December 28th, tomorrow. Today's the 20th. I'm happy it's the 27th. I get another day to be with this team. I walked out and stopped practice. Why do I love this so much? Because people start doubting your team and doubting individual players. And my job is to build them up and get them going and put them in spots where they can have success. Haven't done that yet. That's on me. But I cannot battle for them. I can try. But if I get too far out in the court, they'll call a technical on me. So I cannot battle. I cannot fight. The other things I can help them with. Building their confidence. You're okay. I know you missed 9 in a row. But you're good. Please. They build that through their work in here and then carrying it on the court, demonstrated performance. We're getting closer. I'm happy. Look, Ashton is playing good. He's not playing great yet because he's still the discipline defensively and offensively puts us in bad positions when he breaks it off. He's just got to be more disciplined for 40 minutes. Shooting the ball better, making free throws, being strong. We remembered him missing all layups last year, didn't we? Now, all of a sudden, he's making all layups, unless they block or foul. No call, but maybe he won't get it in. But short of that, he's doing some good stuff.
Calvin, one more guy breaking it off is him believing.
I have
our
to.
Our best hope, you know.
I call it trust. He's got to trust these players. He's got to trust if I throw it to him, he's going to do something good. Better than I can do trying to just jam it in here on two big guys that are 6'9". got to trust. Right now, we're not quite trusting each other, but we'll get there. You can't skip steps. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not easy, but it is what it is. This is Kentucky, playing here, coaching here, being in big games. I mean, how many big games have we been in? What year is this here?
Our 11th season.
Year 77. I mean, dog years here. I mean, this is what it is. Let's go play the game and see where we are right now.
In terms of defense, what are you really focusing on right now in the last two games?
For us? Well, the last two games, we were just saying the teams that shot 50% against us hadn't happened much. And the first game was for 30 minutes. They ran faster, cut harder, did all their stuff, made shots at the late shot clock as they ran down the clock. The next game were two of us having a shootout until the last 5 minutes, and then we got selfish. Whether it was lack of trust, I don't know, but we didn't pass the ball. But hopefully we'll do better this game. Thanks.
Thanks, Rox.
That was Coach Calipari, his press conference brought to you by our friends at UPS Jobs. Graduate debt-free. Learn more about the UPS Loop program and Metro College at upsjobs.com. I'm a proud, proud graduate of the UPS Metro College program. Shout out to all of those guys likely working double shifts, moving just millions of boxes during peak season. So honor group of the day, the boys and girls in brown, because they're absolutely killing it this time of year. This is Fast Break Friday. Chip Patterson of CBS Sports will join us coming up in a couple of minutes. Maybe get some final thoughts from Mike Pratt and Bob Valvano. Mike, do you want to take a quick break? You mind sticking around for a little bit and giving some closing thoughts?
We'll get some closing thoughts.
All right, and then we'll get Chip Patterson of CBS Sports. He'll join us coming up too. So you're listening to Fast Break Friday on ESPN 680 105.7.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.